Our next item is subdivision 2005-85, Ernest H. Haas III, as a preliminary Greenway Place.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2005-85 for Ernest H. Haas III, based upon the record for the following reasons. Development is designed in accordance with the cluster development ordinance. Proposed cluster design is superior to a standard subdivision. For instance, clustering has been used to preserve approximately one-third of the site as open space or wooded area. Also, the items listed in section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance have been favorably addressed. The applicant has proposed dividing 31 acres into 21 lots, which is permissible density within the AR1 subdivision on the land. And the smallest lot will be more than 23,000 square feet in size. The project will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties. The lots will be served by individual wells and septic systems, and DENREC has issued a septic feasibility statement. The proposed subdivision meets the purposes and standards of the subdivision ordinance. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 21 lots both on the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. Stormwater management systems shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. Sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of the street within the subdivision. The applicant shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be seen on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included with any lot lines. A 30-foot forested buffer, agriculture buffer, shall be shown along boundaries bordering on that any land used primarily for any agricultural purposes. The final site plan shall be also contain a landscape plan for all the buffer areas, showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffering areas. The developer shall coordinate with a local school district to establish a school bus stop area. The location of the school bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of any stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. Mm-hmm. Final site plan should be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Mr. Abbott, before we call for the vote, I have the nagging feeling that I'm pronouncing this gentleman's name wrong.
What's Haase.
Haase. Okay. Very good. So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-85, Ernest H. Haas III, as a preliminary Greenway Place for the reasons stated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.